When you look at the American stock market, I mean in general any of the stock market, but here I am specific to Nasdaq, do you ever feel that it is going totally off script? Like, forget the rules, forget logic, this thing is doing its own wild dance. On 9th April, a tweet says, tariffs are paused for 90 days, and boom, Nasdaq has its best day since 2001. 12%, largest one-day percentage gain. And then next day, it crashes. Then again, it bounces back up. Those who know about market, this is not a sign of strength. This is chaos. It is confusion. In just 3 trading sessions, the market shifted $10 trillion. And not because of some breakthrough in technology or some economic miracle. No, it moved because of headlines, noise, panic, tweets. Meanwhile, bond yields are spiking. Gold is screaming. If you look at the US bond yield, it is behaving unusual during days of financial uncertainty. It is currently at 4.49%. When bond yields spike, it typically means people are selling bonds, not buying them. Bond yield is inversely related to bond price. So when investors sell off US Treasury bond, bond prices drop and yields go up. So what is happening now? Investors are dumping US government bonds. And why are they doing that? It is likely because they are nervous about due to political instability, like Trump is every day making new surprises. Then rising US debt levels. Or investors are losing faith in the US government's financial direction. And all of this is actually looking weird because during uncertain times, people usually rush to buy bonds for safety, which would push yields down. But right now the opposite is happening. It is a clear sign that some people might be losing confidence in US financial leadership. Now let's look at the gold price. Gold prices are on its way to touch the 1 lakh milestone or more than $3,500 per ounce milestone. As we all know, gold is a safe haven asset during times of economic and geopolitical uncertainty. So this upward trend in gold prices is expected because any investor would choose gold instead of stocks during global economic and geopolitical uncertainty. Now we can come to this conclusion that many investors are pulling money out of US bonds and putting it into gold. But then we also have to keep in mind that not everyone is doing that. Money in the financial system moves like water. Some goes to gold, some to stocks, some stay in cash. Now, different types of investors make different choices. Even though the stock market is doing its wild dance, one day it's down, the other day it's up. That means some investors are putting money in stocks. Now, try to understand this. US dollar is getting dumped. Investors are selling US bonds. Gold is breaking out. And then China announced a 125% tariff on all American imports, effective from April 12th. Now US has put 145% tariff on Chinese imports, and China has put 125%. Now many are saying that China might have dumped $50 billion in US bonds. That is the reason behind bond yields going up. China is the second largest holder of US debt. So angry China would very well do that. But to be fair, we won't know for sure. The most recent Treasury data we have is from January. And those monthly reports come with a significant lag. So anyone claiming to know what China is doing right now is speculating. Only if the US government announces that, we will know. So we don't have a real-time view of China's current moves. But then you must have heard that China has stepped in to protect the stock market. They injected $42 billion to stop it from crashing. Now, usually China doesn't care much about their stock market, but this time they are using it to tell the world, our economy is strong, invest in us. Now, can we speculate that China is selling US bonds for domestic liquidity? And also, what if they sell more US bonds? The US economy will come crashing down. But then gold and Bitcoin is also shooting up together. So that is a signal of inflation hedging. Now, what we know is that the stock market is down. And usually when that happens, investors run to US treasuries, that is government bonds, because they are safe haven. And we know that US treasuries are backed by the strong currency in the world, the US dollar. But this time something weird is happening. Investors did not rush to buy dollars. In fact, the dollar is getting weaker. Treasury yields are shooting up. Now the big question is the US dollar losing its significance? The truth is, it is definitely losing ground. Let me show you a simple stat. Back in 1999, the dollar made up about 72% of global reserves. Today, it's dropped to 58%. And no, it is not because countries are switching to euro or Chinese yuan. In fact, the euro has also lost share. The Chinese yuan has not really taken over either. What's actually happening is something else. Countries are not replacing the dollar with one new currency. They are diversifying. A bit of yen, a bit of pound, some Canadian and Australian dollars, Swiss francs, basically a mixed basket of currencies. So the dollar is not being kicked off the throne. It is just being slowly ignored. So why are countries losing faith in the dollar? There are a few big reasons. That is too much money printing. The US government and the Federal Reserve has been printing trillions of dollars to keep the economy running. And that is risky. Then too much debt. America is running a deficit of 7% of GDP. Ideally, it should be around 3%. The debt is piling up and it's getting harder to manage. Then geopolitical drama. Tariffs like Trump's are upsetting allies. Countries are saying, why should we rely on the dollar when the US can just change rules anytime? So yeah, it's a mix of bad financial habits and shaky politics. But here's the real twist. Because all of this uncertainty, both the stock market and the bond market started crashing at the same time. Now that is super rare. Normally when stocks fall, bonds rise. But here everything went down together. That shows a deep lack of confidence in the US economy. Now interest rates on US bonds have rose faster than they have in decades. Mortgage rates went up. It suddenly became more expensive for the US government to borrow money. Now that's dangerous. And it's probably why Trump decided to pause the tariffs for 90 days. Although he did not admit it, he said everything is beautiful now. But we all know why will he reveal everything that is happening backdoor. Now you might be thinking, okay, so how is it going to affect the US economy? Here's the deal. When the dollar loses power, it's like losing your VIP pass to the global economy. The US gets huge perks from being the world's reserve currency. Lower interest rates on loans, more spending power without currency collapse, political leverage through sanctions. If the dollar continues to fall, those perks starts disappearing. That means higher borrowing costs, more inflation, and a weaker economic position for the US. So now what the regular people will do is, they are going to diversify with gold and silver. Why? Because precious metals tend to hold value when currencies start falling apart. So yes, de-dollarization isn't a sudden collapse, it's more like a slow shift. Like the world is adjusting its seat at the table. But the shift is real, and it is speeding up. Now here is what is likely going to happen. Number 1, Federal Reserve is cornered. If they don't print money, markets might crash, credit could dry up, and risk of recession grows. But if they do print money, inflation can go crazy again. They may justify it by saying it's to stabilize the market or ensure orderly function. Point number 2, soft bailouts may happen first. The Federal Reserve will not scream that we are printing, but they will do it quietly, like buying distressed assets, backstopping bonds, or cutting rates behind the scenes. And the stock market suddenly reversing upward after panic. This is called classic liquidity injection sign. So this is most likely going to happen. I hope you found this video informative, and I'll see you in the next one.